This is Bill Beckett. Welcome to another trip on the Caravan. Tonight in our first hour, we're going to turn the reins over to Bob Tracy as he and Lee Roundtree host an hour of indie artists for a program they call Black and Blues, which will feature some of their own original works, as well as music by the Phil Gates Band, Shane Tracy, and Chris Roundtree. Then in our second hour tonight, we're going to go to the 2013 South by Southwest Music Festival for a concert featuring the Mercury Prize winning band from Cambridge, England, Alt J. And then in our final hour tonight, take a little journey with us as we search for the solace of a prayer. Let's get to the music right now with Bob Tracy and Lee Roundtree and their choice of songs on Black and Blues, heard right here on the Caravan.
Thank you, Bill. I do appreciate that. Both myself and Lee.
How's it going?
What we're going to do today is introduce you to unknown artists. These are people who have dedicated their time and effort into creating great music, not for the notoriety or not for the celebrity, but for the sake of the love of music. So we're going to bring this to you in the hopes that, one, you do with us appreciate their music, and two, maybe be guided, and if you are an artist, keep going forward with what you put together. Lee, do you want to have any encouraging words for people?
Just go for it, man.
So the first song that's on tap is Addicted by the Phil Gates Band, and Lee will introduce that.
Yeah, Addicted by Phil Gates, a cut off of his upcoming live album. Addicted is a nice tribute to the blues genre, and I think you're really going to enjoy the guitar work of Phil Gates. He's a marvelous guitar player. Thank you.
guitar, and I'm not accepting of the way things are. And when I'm tapping out a melody line, well, I'm still mapping, mapping, mapping out the corners of my mind. I'm strung out on playing for you. It's all I ever wanted to do. And I'm addicted to the blues. Stay on the one, fellas.
So you just heard Addicted by Phil Gates off of his upcoming live album, Addicted to the Blues. This next cut is a cut of mine called Savior. Savior's a tribute to my beautiful girlfriend, Michelle. I wanted to write something that would express the way I felt about her. And the word Savior kept popping up in my head, probably because she saved me from almost certain mental and physical disaster following my last divorce. But she also renewed my faith in healthy relationships, which is something I never thought I'd have again. Phil Gates plays a really sweet lead guitar solo on this, and my brother Robert, and that's Robert Roundtree, who is a relatively unknown but, I mean, highly talented percussionist, has a faint but very, very important conga piece throughout the song.
I got a fever and I can tell.
That was Savior by Lee Rountree from his CD Never Coming Back, which of course you can get from CD Baby. Kitty Cat Blues, that's the next song that's coming up. And over Christmas holiday 2 years ago, Lee provided me with a Jimi Hendrix wah-wah pedal. And as soon as I got home, plugged it in, and this is what came out of that. So this is actually a pretty good impression of what a kitty cat would say if he was blues. That was Kitty Cat Blues, and hopefully you heard a little bit of Hendrix in the recording there. Angel of Darkness was written and produced by my nephew Shane Tracy. I provided some keyboard backing to provide a little depth, and you can find his stuff on hitrecord.com. Hitrecord.com is a collaboration website where artists can contribute, and other artists can piggyback on what they've contributed to build songs, videos, notes, any type of literature. Enjoy your song.
Two tears are made of glass. I was made of demons. She's an angel's friend. Her heart was made of gold. Damn, I could just defend. Still, I don't know what love to be thought I could give. She showered me with
All right, you just heard Angel of Darkness by Shane Tracy, nephew of Robert Tracy. Hope you enjoyed that. This next song, Next Day Gone, is by a nephew of mine, Chris Rountree, relatively unknown but highly talented musician, and I hope he continues on in his music adventure. Next Day Gone is a pretty straightforward song with a seize the day, life is short message. You want to explore the world, be adventurous, surround yourself with the beauty of art, nature, and loved ones, and don't be afraid to be yourself, even if you feel like you're swimming against the tide.
Nothing less. The summer sun is flowing through her flowing hair and flowing dress. Take me to your grassy meadow. Take me to your Babylon. Forget about the pro and con, 'cause you one day here, the next day. Thank you. I said, forget about the pro and con, 'cause you're one day here, the next day
Right, you just heard Next Day Gone from my nephew, Chris Rowntree. Hope you enjoyed that. This next cut is a cut of mine called Salvation off my Never Coming Back CD. Salvation might sound like an anti-society or anti-government song, but it's actually a direct slam against my last ex-wife, who had been verbally battering me since our split. And I thought, instead of engaging in this verbal warfare with her, why not just write a song about her and release it? And then I thought better of it and generalized it instead. Anyway, Phil's guitar work actually makes this song. Without it, there's really no song.
Thank you.
That was Salvation by Lee Rountree from his Never Coming Back CD. The next song, Southern Sky by Shane Tracy, is a compilation between himself and a woman by the name of Pema Gachi, again from hitrecord.com. So Shane, along with Pema Gachi, created this song, and I really do think you'll enjoy this. That was Southern Sky by Shane Tracy. The next song coming up was inspired by an old Clint Eastwood movie. It's called Starbright 4. I was trying to find another way to rewrite another song, but I took the backing track from that and basically created a vivid instrumental Western, so you can enjoy that. Enjoy. Thank you.
That was a Starbright 4 by Robert Tracy, his spaghetti western tribute. This next song is called Look Upon Your Face. This song is about an incident I had with someone who insisted that they wanted to talk to me in person about something that was supposed to be very important, but when the time came to actually have the conversation, they just stood there with this stupid look on their face and didn't say a word. So I instantly knew I had to write a song about it. And then Phil Gates heard it and instantly had to lay down a rip-roaring 80s guitar solo during the out. And my brother, Robert Rowntree, nailed the conga piece. And I mean nailed it.
This is the time, and this is the
That was Look Upon Your Face by Lee Roundtree. And again, with Phil Gates as the lead guitarist on that. Trolley of Love is a dedication to, if you want to say, relationships. And it just so happens that during this time, I was just coming out of L.A., and there were a lot of Asian people that I was associated with at the time. And I just happened to notice their dedication to each other. And so this song is dedicated to that relationship span through the life of a couple. So it takes visually, it'll take you through their courtship, through marriage, through raising children, to middle age, to old age, and then to death and separation. So I hope you can visualize that and enjoy the music. Thank you.
Well, you just heard Trolley of Love by Robert Tracy. Fantastic song. This next cut is called Playing the Fool. This is off my CD, Never Coming Back. Playing the Fool is about the foolish things that people can do when they're either in love or they think they're in love, or even if they're in lust. I'd be willing to bet that anyone who has ever been in a relationship of any kind has done something that they wouldn't normally do. I know I have, and I probably will again at some point. Phil Gates laid down a very nice acoustic lead solo on this one.
Everybody has a turn or two at playing the fool. At playing the fool.
All right, so that was Playing the Fool by Lean Roundtree, and next up is Starbright, which if you've noticed, all of my music, Bob Tracy, of course, are instrumentals. This was the first opportunity that I had with my recording software to put a cut down with vocals. And so it was my 15 minutes to create a song and dedicate this message, really, to the new day and how stars can really direct where you're going. So that was Starbright by myself, Bob Tracy. And you can find this song as well as all my other songs on hitrecord.com for a free download. And so that was the hour of unknown artists that we like to bring to you. And again, this is not only to let you hear this music, but it's also to inspire all artists that are out there. It's just to let you know that all of your work is not unknown, unheard, and don't stop doing what you're doing. Keep pressing forward. If you find yourself at that precipice where you think you're just not going anywhere, keep pushing forward. There's always an outlet for your music.
And I would just like to thank my friend and my brother, Robert Tracy, for this wonderful opportunity. It's been a great run that we've had, and we're going to keep doing it. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate that.
Listening to The Caravan from Red River Radio, and I'm Bill Beckett. And that was a special hour of music created and presented here by Bob Tracy and Lee Roundtree, especially for Red River Radio. They called this hour Black and Blues. You can find a complete playlist for this set as well as tonight's entire program by going to our website, that's redriverradio.org, and just click on The Caravan. Stay tuned, we have a lot of great music still ahead, including a concert by Alt J in our next hour, and then music by Patty Griffin, Martha Scanlon, the Eric Underwood Band, Pink Floyd, Erica Wheeler, and Bob Marley will be featured in our final hour, a show we call The Solace of a Prayer, right here on The Caravan. You are listening to Red River Radio, and we are your community-supported public broadcasting service from LSUS. This is KDAQ, Shreveport-Bossier City, KLSA, Alexandria, Pineville, KBSA, El Dorado, Magnolia, and KLDN, Lufkin, Nacogdoches.
There's nothing like the sound of a jazz orchestra embracing the concept of swinging on the bandstand. Don't miss Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra on the next edition of the Savannah Music Festival Live.
Thursday night at 8 here on Red River Radio.
Hi, this is George Ingmeyer, host of New Orleans All the Way Live, inviting you to join me this week for an hour of great music, a family recipe, and Brian Bailey giving us a tour of the newly reopened Civic Theater. Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, right here on Red River Radio.